This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now an exploration of childhood fantasy. It comes from our series, The Hidden World of Girls, which examines the lives and aspirations of girls and the women they become. Today, the Kitchen Sisters, producers Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, delve into girls' fascination with animals and the real and fantastical worlds that emerge. The Kitchen Sisters call this story Horses, Unicorns, and Dolphins.
Dolphins and unicorns and horses. They're kind of like a girl's fantasies. Like every girl wants their own unicorn. Every girl goes to their stage where they want a horse.
Horses and dolphins and unicorns. These are all borderland creatures, gateway animals to other worlds. They help us imagine wonderful other ways of being in the world. They let us be cowgirls and oceanographers and mermaids and princesses.
We don't really like princesses that much. I'm 7 and my name is Allie McKenzie. They're not as exciting as like horses, animals, and the show called Flipper.
I love dolphins. I swam with dolphins. It just captures your heart. When they take off and swim and just pushing you with their nose or they're pulling you with their fin, it's power.
It's like the mermaid fantasy that you can just live in the ocean and not have to have anything. It's all there. My name is Janet Mann. I'm a professor of psychology and biology at Georgetown University. I've been studying wild bottlenose dolphins for 23 years. I get a lot of letters from girls. Sometimes they say they want to be me, just sort of what I went through when I first wrote to Jane Goodall. Often their mothers will write the letters for them. Hi, Janet. My second grade daughter, Emily, is crazy about dolphins. She has to do a small project in school. While her classmates are choosing the likes of Thomas Edison and George Washington, she wants to do Janet Mann, dolphin researcher. It's this notion of being able to just move like that through the world. That's what both dolphins and horses have in common. Sleek, power, and speed.
My name is Sally Rose Reinker, and I'm 11 years old. When I look at a horse, I see myself in their eyes. It's just who I am. I want to be free, and I won't leave my worries away from me. Just getting on and riding and leaving all my bad memories on the ground.
To be in control or out of control on a galloping horse is a wild feeling. You are one with it. You just feel the power underneath you, and that's part of the attraction.
There's always been speculation about why girls love horses. Is it about power? Is it some Freudian phallic thing? Or, you know, what is it?
My name is Peggy Orenstein, author of Cinderella Ate My Daughter, Dispatches from the New Girly Girl Culture. Horses and unicorns and dolphins are my girl expressing her own power through these very dynamic, strong creatures that they're identifying with.
Okay, who got a place in the middle with a big black horse and a cherry tree?
I had a teacher who asked me what it was with girls and horses. His theory was that it was similar to like taming a bad boy. And I really disagreed with that.
Horses don't talk back. You know, they're not going to yell at you if you didn't clean your room or give you the cold shoulder if you forgot to return a phone call.
Come on, Buttercup!
A girl, ladies and gentlemen, a bit of a girl clutching the neck of a bandy-legged outsider streaks across the line to win the greatest race in turfdom. A girl wins the Grand National.
National Velvet. I love that book. I'm Danielle. I'm 11. My horse is named Grendel. I'm here every day. Every second I can be here to work with him.
The currying, the cleaning of the hooves, the mucking of the stalls, the brushing of the mane and tail. You have to have this sort of skill level as well as the nurturing to take care of your horse. What that seems to be turning into in this generation is online pets. There's this whole breed of online horses. You have your horse, and it's in its little stall. You have to feed it.
brush it, change its hay, and if you don't, your horse starts to die and its little life meter runs out.
My name is Leah Creatura.
For me, a lot of the horse phase was that I wanted to be an Amazon princess because I wanted to be Wonder Woman. One of the parts of my Amazon princess training was learning how to ride bareback. I was going to a Y camp. I was very discouraged because they didn't really understand about the Amazon princess training. They would not let me learn how to shoot archery on the horse.
To have a place where what it means to be a girl is to be courageous and strong and the only one able to do this impossible task. It's the girl who can ride the horse. It's the girl who's Wonder Woman. It's the girl who tames the unicorn.
I love unicorns. They are like the whimsical fantasy dreamland of the horse.
I know that unless you believe in them, they won't show themselves to you. They're like a very pure spirit.
One of the most iconic myths about unicorns has to do with the unicorn hunt. My name is Nina Shen Rastogi, and I wrote an article, Why Do Girls Love Unicorns? It's More Than Just the Horn. The only way that hunters can lure the unicorn is to bring out a pure young virgin, have her sit in the woods, and the unicorn would be attracted to her innate goodness, purity, her beauty, her youth. For many young girls, there is a fantasy that someday you will be recognized as the secretly beautiful, magical thing that you are. The unicorn would be attracted to something ineffable about you, secret from the rest of the world.
I think when you're small, you're more open-minded to everything. That's maybe the most beautiful part of girlhood, is knowing that you can't actually be all of these things, but not being entirely sure.
That story is part of our series, The Hidden World of Girls. It's produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. You can listen to all the stories from the series at npr.org.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Funding for The Hidden World of Girls is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. But I said no, 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 no. I said no, no, you're not the one for me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.